sermons after a man allegedly poured a flammable liquid over them and set them alight at a home in Perth. Police say officers were called to the Double View home early this morning following reports a man was creating a disturbance. Two children, a boy and a girl, have been taken to Princess Margaret Hospital for assessment, while a second girl with more extensive burns has been taken to Royal Perth Hospital. A man was arrested at the scene. The man accused of murdering Queensland teenager Jade Kendall will be back in court next week after being remanded in custody during his first court appearance. Brendan Jacob Bennett has been charged with murder and interfering with a corpse after police found the 16-year-old's body in a paddock south of Gatton on Thursday. His lawyer Brendan Ryan told reporters outside Brisbane Magistrates Court his client intends to plead not guilty and will apply for bail in coming weeks. The Queensland Labor Party will soon kick off its first state conference since its unlikely election win earlier this year. The two-day conference, beginning in Brisbane this morning, will feature speeches by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, Deputy Premier Jackie Trad and Treasurer Curtis Pitt. Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten and former Treasurer Wayne Swan, as well as Brisbane Lord Mayor hopeful Rod Harding, are also set to address party faithful over the weekend. The father of Alison Parker, the TV reporter shot earlier this week in Virginia in the United States, is vowing to not rest until America's gun laws are changed. At the same time, questions are being raised about the shooter's mental health. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
Andy Parker says he is on a mission for his daughter's sake. He wants politicians to stand up to the National Rifle Association and change America's gun laws. He also wants some sort of test to prevent people who are mentally disturbed from obtaining guns. His promise to get laws passed to restrict gun ownership following the deaths of Alison Parker and Andy Ward has raised questions about who Vester Flanagan was. A former colleague described Vester Flanagan as a professional victim who never quite comprehended that he was the common denominator in his multiple conflicts with other people. That said, Vester Flanagan was able to pass the background checks and legally buy his gun before shooting Alison Parker and Adam Ward dead on live television. Priscilla Huff, Air News, Washington.
Relatedly, Hillary Clinton has reiterated her call for gun safety reforms over the murders, saying something is deeply wrong in America. The United States has more firearms in private hands per capita than any nation on earth, and its firearms deaths per capita are the worst in the developed world. A court in Chad has sentenced 10 suspected members of Boko Haram to death for a double suicide bombing that killed 38 people in the country's capital in June. The defendants were accused of criminal conspiracy, killings, willful destruction with explosives, fraud, illegal possessions of arms and ammunition, as well as using psychotropic substances. Also in news, Turkish police have detained two British journalists from Vice News who were covering the unrest in the Kurdish-dominated southeast. And US crude oil prices have surged for a second straight day. This is Air News. The Chinese cameraman who sent Usain Bolt flying at the World Athletics Championships has presented him with a red bracelet to apologise. A red-faced Song Tao of China's CCTV placed the good luck charm on Bolt's wrist by way of apology after he lost control of the electric Segway scooter he was riding and clattered the Jamaican from behind. Bolt, the six-time Olympic champion, escaped serious injury in the accident, which happened as he celebrated sealing the world sprint double with an emphatic 200-metre win on Thursday. Socceroos goalkeeper Mitch Langerak will be sidelined for up to 2 months following an operation to remove a cyst from his knee. The former Melbourne Victory stopper was left out of Ange Postecoglou's squad for next week's World Cup qualifiers against Bangladesh in Perth on Thursday and Tajikistan on September 8 due to the knee issue. Uncapped scrum half Rudy Page was a shock inclusion in the South Africa Rugby World Cup squad after being ignored during four warm-up matches. The 26-year-old and 30 other players were named in Durban for the Global Rugby Showpiece from September 18 to October 31 in England. Page is one of a record 9 black players selected after the racial composition of the predominantly white Springboks recently became an emotive public and media issue. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
And you're waking up to a perfect Saturday morning. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. Light winds becoming southwest of 15 to 20 knots by tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Monday, partly cloudy. And Tuesday, sunny and a top of 20. As I say, we're looking for a mostly sunny Saturday. Tops of around 19 to 20 degrees. Perfect day to be at the races at Rose Hill. Currently, it's 10.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
It's our biggest race day of the week, so welcome to our biggest Racing HQ of the week. Racing HQ Saturday. Yeah! Proudly brought to you by Tab. Visit tab.com.au. Here's Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. For those that are joining us out of the 7 o'clock news, welcome to the last Saturday of winter, August 29. It's Run to the Rose Day out of Rose Hill for the Australian Turf Club, the Premier's Cup being the feature also in line with the Run to the Rose. And we've got some good sizeable fields for the legs of the quaddy. Of course, down in Melbourne, it's Group 1 racing Memsey Stakes Day. The run-through of the track reports, Rose Hill has improved again, a soft 6 this morning, a penetrometer of 5.57. Hawkesbury, it's a soft 5 there, very foggy, which is starting to clear. Soft 5 and the rail stays in the true. The first Tab program today at Tuncurry, they've got a good 4 rated track there and fine weather. Caulfield in Melbourne for the Memsey, they've got a soft 5 this morning, a penetrometer 5.26. Doomben, it's a good 4, maybe some late showers after the meeting, we hope, but a good 4 there. So they're our early track reports as we welcome in the business, the form experts, to help you right through the spring carnival every Saturday. Ron Duffacy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Well, the Golden Rose picture will be a little clearer today after the Run to the Rose, I'm anticipating, or maybe we may have to wait till after the barrier trials on Tuesday when Vancouver goes around. But look, it's an interesting race. Japanisma, can he keep going? Press statement, unbeaten, resuming. It's an intriguing little race. And what a good race the Memsey is today, the Group 1 of the day, and looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, for sure. And Mike Fraser, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Yeah, the field size are a little bit tiny. First 5 races here at Rose Hill on today. They're very much down. Last 3 legs of the quaddy, not too bad. We get back to we've had 3 successive weeks in a row of dry tracks, and now we come back and we've got a rain-affected track. It's not that bad, but a soft 6, but so we have to be a little bit wary with some of the form turnarounds here, Ron.
Yeah, definitely. I'm anticipating a drying track today. I'm hoping for it. It's a track where... Is it going to be dry enough to back these first up horses today, or is it just that little bit too testing for them? It's right in the middle of there, I'd suggest.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Raphael's Cat coming out near enough to 6 o'clock last night. Ron changed the makeup of the pace in the race. Is there a dead set leader now?
No, I don't think so. Holler's got a bit of speed, and I wouldn't be surprised if Red Zell goes more forward today. Mm. So it's just up in the air. Yeah, we've lost our designated leader, that's for sure. So maybe even Barrier 1 Japanisma Bowman will just show a little bit more intent because he knows he's on a fit racehorse and doesn't want to be held up in a stop-start race. I don't know. It'll be a tactical affair now.
It will be. We'll discuss it with Mike along the morning as well. Let's get stuck into our key interviews. Plenty of interesting stuff from the likes of Sam Clipperton, Hugh Bowman, Chris Waller a little while later. And we'll talk to Troy Corstens down in Melbourne. They were going to have runners in Sydney, but they've decided to run them on their home tracks in Melbourne at Caulfield. Kim Wars, though, is first up, and Ron, fair dinkum, you want to touch it, don't you?
Yeah, look, it must be happy the way the stable's going, Kim.
Yeah, very happy, Ron. Going lovely at the moment.
Okay, and there's 2 horses in this race, 7 today. His Majesty, 2 very good runs back. How's he done since that last run?
Yeah, really, really happy with him. You know, he's a funny horse. He's got a really light mouth, and like the other day, he copped a couple of checks in the race and everything, and he was getting a bit off balance, a bit uncomfortable, and Tommy said he never really got into a rhythm much at all in the race, but I thought he went very well.
Barrier 1 today, doesn't seem to be a lot of speed in the race. Would you see him a little bit more forward?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he bounces out and he just got really natural pace. I wouldn't really care if Nothing Wants to lead if he ended up in front, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't bother me, but otherwise, you know, he should be handy anyway, maybe just in behind the leaders.
And the jar out of the track's no problem for him?
No, he should like that.
Yeah. How far do you think he'll go? Like, he does look like a sprinter, but his pedigree says he could go further.
Yeah. Well, that's the big question with him at the moment. We're hoping he does go further, but he definitely does go like a sprinter. So I suppose we'll just keep stepping him up a little bit at a time and see how far he takes us.
New horse to your stable, Downstown Charlie. What's your impressions of him?
I love him. He's a really nice horse. His two trials have been very nice. I know he's a wet tracker, but... No, I just couldn't be happier with him. He's drawn awful and he'll go back anyway. But, you know, I think he'll be working home well.
Okay. Did you purchase him? Did you just buy him at a sale or something?
No. One of the owners who owns a few horses with me, Ralph Johns, owned half of him.
Oh, okay.
And they sold him and he bought the rest of him and that's how I ended up with him.
Beautiful.
He's a favourite.
Pardon?
He's a favourite of the owner.
Yeah.
Wanting to buy the lot.
Buy the lot.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what is it about stables and where you're at the moment, Kim? You've got some nice horses that you're developing. When they all come together at the same time, you must stand there and think, gee, I wish I could do this all the time.
Yeah, well, it just happens now and then because we've only got a small stable and, you know, you've got a lot of babies coming through all the time and, you know, you could see you had a couple of nice horses coming along, but, you know, they get to a point, then you're tipping them back out. They might have one run, they go back to the paddock, you know, and they've all sort of matured now, like Dylan's Rojo and Oxford Poet and, you know, Forget. They're all lovely horses, and it just so happens they're all sort of up and going at the same time, and it's great, you know.
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah, it just doesn't always work that way with a small stable.
What are you going to do with Forget?
Forget? He's going to run next Saturday. He's great. He's bouncing off the track this morning. So, you know, I'm just taking one run at a time. He's had a few runs this prep, but he's coping so well it's hard to tip him out while he's going so well.
For sure. We wish you the best with the runners today, Kim.
Thanks very much. See
Good you. On you. Kim Ward joining us there. And they've got a big carnival coming up. They race tomorrow at Wyong and then the Wyong Cup next Friday. So good luck to the club at Wyong tomorrow. Xiaoguan has come out of race four. It's running at Wyong tomorrow. That's race four, number eight. Is an additional. We've got nine of them. Mark's Legacy has just come out. Race 7, number 10. I'll update on those in just a moment for you to give you the full list. But Troy Corstens has got time for a bit of a chat down in Melbourne. Morning to you, Troy.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this today. I reckon, you know, you've had horses that have been jumping out and trialling and they all go there today.
Yeah, it's got a bit of our spring team in today, so hopefully we can have a nice day.
Well, you scratch your Sydney runners, but you got Mr. Individual in resuming in race four off a win. What do you make of him, Troy?
He's a really nice horse. He's really matured since his first up run at Bendigo. We all know it is a monumental step from a Bendigo maiden to a McNeil. But he's the kind of horse that we think he's going to be a really nice miler. So really happy with where he's at.
And you got a couple of runners in race six. Awesome Rock, a nice horse off of Queensland winter prep.
Yeah, like he's come back really well. He matured. He didn't spell long. He went to Newgate and had just a couple of weeks on the walker and in the paddock during the day. And his work's been fantastic down here. I think he'll get a really good spot in the run, and I think he'll run a super race.
Okay, and Zabrin's
is drawn a little bit awkwardly. His work's been excellent, though. And I think he'll run a nice race, too.
Okay, well, he did enough first up, I thought, Zabrin's.
Yeah, he did. He sort of wasn't in the right part of the track.
No.
And I think once he got clear, he hit the line nicely.
Vezelay, did she get a run?
She did.
Yeah.
She got a run. Robbie Griffiths' mare scratched, so we made the field.
Yeah, she's a nice mare. Well, she's off and off all the way win here last time.
She is. Again, it's a huge step up in class from what she met first up. She does have a lot of talent and really looking forward to seeing her today. I think you'd really, really love to see her get a bit of a smother, but it doesn't look on paper like that's going to happen today. But anyway, hopefully she can hold off a high-class field of mares today.
Beauty. What's the best of your chances?
This is the big question. You put yourself under the pump there a few weeks ago, giving us a 30-1 pop.
I'll give you Vezelay today. She's your best.
Beauty.
Good luck to you, Troy.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, mate. Troy Corston's there. She was pretty good, Ron.
Yeah, look, she dominated from the front. It's what have we got, a soft six today, is it? A soft five?
We've got a soft five.
Yeah, okay. Geez, that track's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fence should be okay again. So she looks pretty talented, although she is up in class.
Now, these early scratchings, I'll give them to you for Rose Hill as it sits right now. Race one, number six, Ward. Race two, number six, Supreme Warrior. The third at the moment is Clio. Race four, number eight, Jiaguian. Race five, number five, Raphael's Cash, number five. Vezelay, as we know, is running in Melbourne. Race six, number one. Now in race seven, take out three pressing, 10 Mark's Legacy, and now number 12, Artistry. 3, 10, and 12 out of race seven, and race eight, 4 Havana and 11 Wonderbolt. 4 and 11 Artistry coming out. Ron, I think there was a few wanting to back it today.
Yeah, look, probably the danger to the favourite there, His Majesty. It's going to bugger that market up a bit. That hurts. But maybe there's a race Wednesday for Artistry, just going through the classes. I'm not sure. I didn't even see if she was nominated.
Could have been. Look, mate, we're going to chat very briefly with John O'Shea. He's between track gallops. Thanks, John, on short notice. We just thought we'd get you on about Exosphere and Holler in this run to the Rose, given that Raphael's Cats come out. Have you got any thought on your horses maybe taking it up?
Hollow is a horse likes to gallop along, mate, so we'd have no hesitation in leaving
them. How forward are they, John?
Probably Exosphere's a good bit further forward than Hollow. He just had a very easy week about 3 weeks ago, Hollow, and it's probably, he's just going to need to run. But, I thought he'd 12 well Friday, Duff.
Yeah.
But the big horse is ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
He's done really well and he'll present very well in the enclosure today.
Okay, so there's the jar out of the track's no problem for him. His two wins are on that.
Yeah, no, I was pretty happy to see it come running, to be fair.
Okay, Magic Hurricane, how's he come on?
Extremely happy with him, Ronnie. Thought his first up run was great, he ran right up to where we thought he was. Just a tempo of the race, just knocked him out of play. But today from the floor, you get a beautiful run. He's on a good upward spiral. He worked really well during the week. And, I think he's probably our best chance today.
Okay. Did he have hard enough run first up?
Well, he ran home in sub 33, so he didn't dawdle.
Yeah, but it was like a track gallop. It was like a three-quarter pace brushing home three.
Yeah. Mate, I think, to be fair, we've got a couple of Havana Cooler and In By The Same Stallion, and they're just not horses you want to be hammering into. The stallions are saddled as well as mine, and they're genuine mile and a half horses. They race that little bit bigger than normal, and the last thing they need is to be screwed right down. So I don't think Beauty.
You're happy. Yeah, Beauty.
Okay. And Demonstrate down in Melbourne, everything's good there.
Mate, he has held his form. The issue for him today is the gate. He's drawn the car part. He's desperately unlucky last week, but he's going to have to go right back in the field here today. And albeit, track board thought the track might just chop out a little bit as the day went on. So, he's going to be getting to the right part of the track, but he's just going to need something to bring him into the race at some stage. But he's held his form. Race a little bit stronger than what he bent 2 weeks ago, but I can't fault him.
All right, mate, thanks for answering and taking our call this morning, mate.
Cheers, Al.
Good on you. John O'Shea there from Godolphin. Maybe it's Holler taking it up.
It could well be. It could well be. So,
What are your thoughts, Mike? We didn't really get your comments.
I'm pretty much agreeing with John there. I had Holler as the designated leader. Of course, Red Zell at its first two starts showed speed. It didn't show a great deal of speed the other day. But Ronnie made a pretty good point. Japanisma from Barrier 1's got a few options there. You know, depending on how this track unfolds, I mean, invariably they're going to want to get away from the rail in the straight, the normal rail. The inside is just not the place to be. So, look, I think Holler probably leads quite comfortably.
Okay. Just going back on the scratching of artistry in race 7, the Schweppes here, it was second pick behind His Majesty. Did you have it in your thoughts, Mike?
Not really. I found a few reasons to sort of oppose artistry today, so it sort of, I was hoping it stayed in.
Okay. Do you have it there, Ron?
Yeah, I have it second pick, but I was hoping it stayed in as well, because I was very hot on the favourite there.
Okay.
How long's Munsey going to be?
What do you mean?
My team towed him up.
Yes, no, I know. He's still shattered over that.
Get him on. Do the markets now.
22 after 7. Mike Moroney joins us from Melbourne. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to getting a few going.
Yeah, look, it's that time of the year. I think every trainer's in the same boat. We're all line up the races, all excited and watching what we think are good horses go around and hope that we get a ride.
Mike, your only runner in Sydney's a bit of a long shot, about square in the last. He's had a 5-week fresh, and could he spring any surprise there?
Yeah, look, he's a wet tracker, Ron, and we've scratched him. I've run him on a couple of good tracks, and he just hasn't performed. So, look, I said to the owners, to be fair to the horse, he's a wet tracker, and we won't run again until we find wet ground. So we scratched last week and studied the weather forecast, and it looked like Sydney's going to get some rain, so we shot him up there, and that's sort of the reason he's there.
You've got a pretty good filly in Melbourne by the look of her. It's, you know, I know she's only had one start, but this Alaskan Rose in race 2, she looked pretty sharp at her debut.
Yeah, she did. Look, really lovely filly, always been pretty professional. I think that's the thing I liked about her first win, was when you watch the front on and the side on, etc., that you couldn't really fault her racing manners and her professionalism for a first starter, and that was is a big plus. He's got a very good racehorse's brain, eaten well, done anything right in between, so we're looking forward to watching her run today.
Okay, and your other runner's Rhythm Despair in race 6 resuming. How's he going?
Going very well, with the tricky barrier draw. Would need a lot of speed on there, appears to be Calm Harmony, but in saying that, when you get a leader like that and a good horse, a lot of them leave them alone, so that'll be pace-related as to what our chance, I would think, from that door.
Okay.
And Serenade, I noted, jumped out. Was that a second time yesterday? Is she getting
it
close
was.
Now?
Yep, that's the second time. Look, she'll probably run up the straight here in 1,100-metre fillies race. And it'll be a pretty strong field. Look, we'll nominate for Daniel as well and just see which one we're going to run her. But she'll probably kick off here at Flemington on that day.
Okay. All right, looking forward to that. Ron, anything else?
All good, Andrew.
Mike, good luck today.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, mate. Mike Moroney joining us there with a run-through of his runners. Gay's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Hugh Bowman, Chris Waller, still all on the way. And Glenn Munsey's going to appear at somewhere, Mike, around 8 o'clock. He's fired through, but he's listening, but he's trying to put some defence forward.
Yeah, he's got
no defence.
He's got nothing.
24 after 7 on Sky Sports Radio.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Here's a thought for anyone renovating or building a new home.
Take a closer look at your design.
Visually, what do you think is the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home?
Windows and doors, of course.
You look through them every day. Make sure you don't look past them. They bring in light, airflow, and can assist with heating and cooling your home. Pretty important, I'd say. Wideline Windows and Doors have been manufacturing aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years.
Make sure you take a closer look.
Wideline. Showrooms in Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow near Newcastle.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? If this sounds like you, Capital Debt Solutions, the company that can help you. Give them a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. It's interest-free and it's tailored to your budget. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155, 1-300-107-155, or check out their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Six after seven, Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us. We're down to five now, guys, in the run to the Rose. Mr. Optimistic has come out, was the outsider in the race, but it's come out with a vet certificate, Ron, so we're now five in the feature.
Yeah, that's a bit disappointing now, isn't it?
Yeah. We didn't need any.
We didn't need any. It's still a good field, but disappointing when you got five runners in a feature race.
Exactly.
This race is always a small field, isn't
it? Light, isn't it? Yeah. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Duff and Mike there and all the punters. And look, it's a beautiful day out there. Just looking out the window, what a sensational day to get out to Rosehill Gardens. Touch of spring in the air, I guess. But it's also the last winter race meeting, which you mentioned the other day, which means that the last chance for punters to take advantage of some of those great deals out there, including the $5 beers and selected wines through the members and public areas. We've run this all through winter. It's been very popular. A lot of savings for the punters out there. There's double points on the EBT the bets placed on the terminals. Pardon me, out there on course today. So plenty of attractions. We should also mention, Andrew, that the infield parking area is now open again. So there's plenty of free parking out there. And also, of course, we've been reminding people that the major refurbishment works out at Rosehill Gardens continue, which has meant the temporary location of the betting rings in the public and the members' areas. There's two separate betting rings now with extra bookmakers, and we've put our whole heap of extra TV screens out there as well after some feedback from punters from the first meeting a couple of weeks ago. So plenty happening out there on and off the track, and looking forward to a beautiful day. As we launch into spring, of course, Andrew, we've got our official spring carnival launch at Royal Randwick on Thursday, which I know you're coming out to.
Yeah, we're going to be doing... Ron, you might have to come over just for an hour or two there on Thursday. You got something on?
Well, I've got to do form.
We're 5 minutes from you.
I've got a preparation.
Come on, Duff. I'll come down and pick you up.
I've got form line on next week. I've got everything.
Put a special lunch on for Duff.
Brett will come and pick you up, put a special lunch on. And I know you had a big lunch and dessert during the week.
I'm a bit worried about the lunch because I've got to work on Thursday night. It's pretty hard to have that beautiful lunch and without having a glass of Chardonnay. So
and a little kip.
And a little kip after.
We're looking forward to being there Thursday between 9 and 1, the whole 4 hours from Randwick and with the launch as well. Looking forward to that. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Guys, I want to send a special birthday. I know he's listening to us. A big 80th today to Bede Murray. Bede has gone through some pretty bad health issues of late, but his son Paul was telling me yesterday that the doctor gave him a really good diagnosis earlier in the week. So, yeah, Bede, from everybody, we wish you a superb 80th, Ron.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bede.
Happy birthday, Bede.
He's one of those blokes. Just when you go to a country meeting, you turn around, there's Bede Murray. Like he just doesn't send the horses, but he goes and really enjoys it himself.
Yeah, look, he's... Wow. Did you say 80?
80.
No way.
I was a bit surprised.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. Jeez, he's a tough bugger for 80.
Yeah, well, if it's not right, Paul's got it wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So Bede, congratulations. I know you're having a little party tonight. And there was one message that Bede's wife, Ede, gave out to the whole crew about 2 weeks ago. No runners today. She wanted the whole family to be around Bede, so to Bede and everyone, have a ripper, mate. from everybody in racing. 7:30 it is. We'll get some interim scratchings in a moment. We're just copying some message bank at the moment, guys. The Premier's Cup is one that we haven't spoken about much. We spoke with John about Magic Hurricane. Now, what about Silver Ball second up here, Mike and Ron? Any thoughts here for Chris Waller?
Well, he's in the same boat. They were both good runs in the same race, Magic Hurricane and Silver Ball. It's just they come out of that centre pivot race and where it was a trot and canter and they just scorched home there in 33. And look, you'd say they had good runs. Whether it's toughen them up enough for 1800 here on a rain affected track is a little bit of a question mark. I'd say yes, that should be fine. I've got them top two picks, you know, those two horses. So just a little query in the back of my mind: are they going to feel the, you know, if they pour it on here, a horse like Spur Tonic and Beyond Thankful and to a lesser extent Kapoor, if they roll, are these horses tough enough to finish off at the 1800 at the top of their game? That's the only block in their way.
What do you think, Mike?
Well, Silver Ball won second up last preparation off two barrier trials and a nice 1500 metre run. This preparation, he's had a 700 metre barrier trial where he was just, you know, laid away five lengths off, and we saw his run the other day at Rose Hill where he's beaten four lengths. So he bounces straight second up to 1800 on a track that's got a bit of give in it. They've sort of put a few hurdles up there to make things a little bit difficult for him, but he's a talented horse. But I've just got that slight reservation, the fact that he's only had the one trial and he's jumped from 14 to 18 back onto a soft track.
Okay. We'll get some interim scratching shortly, but Vainborough's come out of the third and Holy Delusions has come out of the seventh. So Chris Waller stable just popping those scratchings through. We'll do them when they become interim. Hugh Bowman's joining us. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. This, I know Ron will go through an order with you shortly, but the run to the Rose becomes quite tactical now with only a small field of five for you.
Yeah, it does. But in saying that, I don't think the scratchings have affected things too much. I think it was going to be tactical anyway.
Yep.
You know, and the main ones are all still there, so it's going to be a good race. Be interesting.
The only thing we've lost is probably a designated leader there in Raphael's Cat, so maybe a little bit slower the run than the first expected?
Well, put it this way, it's not going to be run at the pace that the race was run 2 weeks ago, the Japanese me won, so that's obvious. But the beautiful thing is he sat right up on the pace when Nash won on him. You know, he's got tactical versatility, so from barrier one, you know, I've got options.
He looks to have come on since you won on him, won a Canterbury maiden on him.
Well, he's a better horse than I thought he was, I will say that publicly. He's really just gone to another level. And, you know, I think it's fair to say some of those headline horses that he beat the other day probably weren't at their best, but I was inside on Red Zell, and the turn of foot this horse showed when Ty let him go, only good horses have that, and, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence going into today. And I'm pleased that the track's on the improve as well, because I think, you know, I think when he was on the firmer ground, it just, we saw the best of him.
Okay, we got a six today. You know, if usually Rose Hill jar out of the track, it's usually off the rail with the normal position. You've got a bit of work to do. You got barrier one a few times today.
Yeah, I've got it five times, but you know, look, it is what it is. I think you sort of don't look to get off the rail until you're sort of turning into the home straight anyway. Mm. So we'll you know, I'd certainly sooner be on the inside than the outside, especially with small fields.
Yeah. Race one, Defrost My Heart. She's been solid winning her past two. How progressive is she?
Well, she is progressive. You know, she was actually, it's interesting, I've ridden her the last three and she was a bit disappointing. You know, I was very, very confident when I rode her three starts back and she was a disappointing eight. She then had the tongue tie go on and she's won the last two. She won over a mile and a half the other day. I think this is a reasonable class rise for her in saying that. And, you know, she's won with authority both times, but she hasn't won running away.
Mm.
So lack of pace in this race is a slight concern as well. The horse is fit and well. She's in good form, and she certainly does give you a good feel.
Centre pivot, nice pick-up ride off a good last start win.
Yeah, it was a good win last start. It was, I don't know about the form of the race, though, and the reason I say that, it was a very, very slowly run race. You know, it was literally three-quarter home, too. So, although the horse was impressive winning, you know, the race was handed to her on a plate, and although there doesn't look to be a lot of pressure again here today, I think, you know, she might be more comfortable with a better pace, you know, with the likes of Foreign Prince and possibly the bottom weight setting a bit of a gallop.
Race 3, Wudang Mountain. A few little excuses last time. You won on him first up, actually.
I won on him at Warwick Farm, I believe. He's since had a trial. I trialled him last week at Randwick over 700 metres. Very impressed with the feel he gave me. I think the 1400 metres right up his alley. I think he's a horse with class, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he won this afternoon.
He seems like a big striding horse who likes to wind into his work. Look, I know you led on him at Warwick Farm. That was a bit of a walking race, but look, he just gives the impression he's going to get out and get wind into his races, as I'd say.
Yeah, look, if there was a good strong pace at the 1400, I think he'd be best suited ridden to, you know, a little quietly to hit the line. But as you said, I rode him, I led on him when I won on him at Warwick Farm. I was up sort of outside the leaders, and he's got a good big action. He feels like a genuine miler, maybe mile and a quarter horse to me, but like I said, the horse does have class, and it would surprise me no end to see him win today at all.
Race 4, Beyond Thankful. You've had a good association with him. Back to a wet track is no issue. Should set to run another nice race.
Yeah, he will run well. He's a bit like the first horse, the Frost My Heart. He's just struck, you know, his last three runs have all been very good, although he was narrowly beaten. When Rory Hutchings rode him, it was still a very good run. He's been good winning his last two. Again, I think it's a slight step up in class here. I mean, Silver Ball I rode the other day. You know, personally, I think he's a better horse than Beyond Thankful, but whether he's got the conditioning to beat Beyond Thankful today, we'll have to wait and see. But the other one from Melbourne, Carpore, it's a good, consistent horse, and he's been up here and won. He won two starts ago. It was a good win here. I think it was Rose Hill as well. So I think there's a bit more depth to this race than the two that he's won, but the horse is in good form.
Sultry Feeling. I quite like her today. She'd be hard to beat if right.
She'll go very well. I thought she, you know, I've got a good book of rides, but I think she's right up there with the best of them. Barrier 9 is nice. Going to get good pace. Although I wasn't on in the trial, she appeared to trial very well. I galloped her between races last Saturday, and I didn't do a whole lot on her. She only went on her own, but she gave me a good feel, and you know she's ready to go first up, so quietly confident.
Berra Miller, Honest Mare, racing well.
Yeah, she is, but she's one of those horses. She runs the same race all the time. She's very consistent, but she's got that tendency to lug in when you ask her to stretch out, and you know inevitably she's in amongst horses, so she just needs a little bit of luck at that vital stage, and if it comes, she'll be strong late. She was great winning two starts back, and she didn't have much go away the other day, but she's in good form.
Snippets Land, well, you won the national sprint on him last preparation. Trials have been questionable, I thought.
Yeah, I don't know whether he had the blinkers on in the trials.
No, maybe not.
Did he or not?
I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and have a look at that.
It'd be worth having a look, because I'm not sure whether he's ready to come and win first up, but I guarantee he'll run a good race. He'll be very... from what I felt earlier in the week, I think he's the type of horse that gets under your guard, because he's an ultra-relaxed horse. He only does the bare minimum. He's a big, strong horse. When he walks around, he just lopes. He doesn't really carry himself with any sort of presence. But when the blinkers go on and it's game day, he does switch on, and he's a type of horse that can get under your guard. So, although I'm not expecting him to go and win well or win at all, it wouldn't surprise me again at all if he did, because he's just a, he, when it comes race day, he really does get the job done. So, and he's a good, consistent horse.
Okay, it doesn't look like he has got his blinkers on there, just having a quick look at that trial, so you might be right about him. All right, good luck today.
Just before I go, I rode a horse at the trials yesterday.
Did you now?
No, this will be good, yeah.
Hey, fill your guts.
Yeah. Now, I never rode Frankel, but I did see
him go. Yeah, you can go now.
What's it called?
It's called...
I don't know what it's called. What's it called, Ross?
It's called Sugar Bay Leonard.
Sugar Bay Leonard. One for the listeners.
Yeah, one for the listeners, yeah. I'm going to put him in the paddock just to get the wrap off him.
He's a nice horse. Nice
okay,
horse.
Good.
All right.
See, I know he's good if you want to have the ride next preparation.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hugh Bowman there running through. Looking for it in the trials, Ron.
That's the way it'll go a long way through. 8.16, Andrew.
8.16, there it is. It ran third.
Is it any good, Ron?
For Joe Pride.
He's a nice horse. Yeah, I really like him. He's had knee chips, which is a worry.
Yeah.
But I've given him plenty of time. And
hopefully
that was his
right.
First trial. So when a horse does that in its first trial, you're going to win a race somewhere.
Gay Waterhouse is online now to go through the runners. Morning to you, Gay. Thanks for holding on there.
Really good. They're chasing our tail.
Morning,
going flat trap.
No worries. Raphael's cat's okay?
No, he's good. He heads to Melbourne on Tuesday. He's going down to the Danes Hill. There was much discussion when he run today, and of course I was kicking up for today because there's only six or seven horses in the field, and I'm a believer in taking the spoils when they're on your doorstep.
Yeah.
River Wild, Gay, he was outstanding at Kembla Grange. Can he do it again?
Yes, he can. Well, he'll win again. He'll win. He's just from the back margin. He's too good.
Okay, well, that's enough said there. Spur Tonic, any chance today?
Well, he does. If Spur Tonic makes up his mind, he's going to do it. You know, he's a funny old thing, but he's very fit and his work's been nice. He's got an each-way chance if he puts his mind on the job.
How's Superior returned?
Sabara's returned extremely well. I'm very, very happy with her.
Okay.
She's training very well, and she's trialled well, and she's got a great E3 chance first up.
Okay, a couple of runners in Melbourne, Julietta. Can she improve in race two?
Yes, I think she'll jump out of the ground. She's had blinkers on. I've worked her in blinkers. She's a very smart filly that's won easily her race in Sydney. I think that you should forgive her first start at Caulfield.
Okay, the good mare, Cosmic Endeavour, resuming in Melbourne. Yeah, obviously happy with her.
I'm very happy with her. It took a long time to get fit. She's fit. She got down there Tuesday, got off the float, banged her hoops on her chest and said, I'm here.
Beautiful.
Very well weighted today. She'll take a stack of beating.
Okay, well, excess knowledge might take a stack of beating in the last. It's a nice race for him second up.
I agree with you totally, Ronnie. Really spot on this horse. I thought he ran a very, very good race first up, and not probably his normal racing pattern. He's got 15, he can easily go forward, as we saw the other day, he can come from off the speed, and I'll just have a little look and see what speed's in the race and decide, closer to the race.
And you got your old mate Travolta back from Darwin.
Well, exactly. Travolta, this could be his last run for the stable unless he pulls his socks up. I hope you're listening, Travolta.
Yes, they do.
I often do.
They do.
Yeah. Hey, Vancouver's down to trial on Tuesday.
Back on target, but they won't be beating him again, Andrew.
Okay, right.
That's just spot on. He's such a talented horse. And when they go from bit two to three, it sometimes takes them a little time to just sort of... really sort of hit their hobbles, and I believe he's hit his hobbles this week, especially at the end of this week.
Righto. Mm. All right, we look forward to that on Tuesday. Thanks a lot, Gay. Good luck with all of them.
Okay, gentlemen, bye.
Good on Gay Waterhouse there. Now, I've got to get off Sugar Bay Leonard. Get back to the scratchings here.
Good name.
How'd you come up with it, Ron?
Oh, I asked about it on Twitter, actually. I've got some great responses, and that's what we ended up on.
Okay.
It's a beauty.
Righto. These are the final scratchings. Obviously, we'll go through them again in about 10 minutes for Rose Hill on a soft six. Race 1, number 6, Ward. Race 2, number 6, Supreme Warrior. Race 3, number 3, Vainborough's come out. Race 4, number 8, Jaguian. Race 5, 5, Raphael's Cat, and 7, Mr. Optimistic, 5 and 7. Race 6, number 1, Vezelay, number 1. Race 7, 2 Holy Delusions, 3 Pressing, 10 Mark's Legacy, and 12 Artistry, 2, 3, 10 and 12. And Race 8, 4 Havana, and 11 Wonderbolt, 4 and 11. They're the final scratchings, as I say. We'll go through the lot in the next 10 to 15 minutes. A little break on Sky Sports Radio.
Are you ready to rock, or will you fart? Be listening to the Big Sports Breakfast for your chance to win the ultimate Father's Day prize in the biggest rock competition of the year. When you hear the cue to call, be the first to call and answer two questions to put you in the running to win a trip for two to Perth, accommodation, transfers and limousine pickups to ACCC's Rock or Bust Perth concert. Thanks to Albert, Sony Music and the Van Egmond Group. Rock or Bust on the Big Sports Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30. Right here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Full T's and C's on the Big Sports Breakfast website.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
This week, the nominations have been announced for the 2015 Country and Provincial Racing Awards, and we're very proud of our very own Josh Fleming. He's one of the nominated for the Country Media Award. These awards will be announced the four seasons on Friday, October 2. So good luck to you, Josh, and all the clubs, all the participants that have been nominated in the Country and Provincial Racing Awards. Chris Waller does join us to go through everything today. Morning to you, Chris.
Andrew, good morning.
I know Ron obviously wants to go through the lot. I guess the big one is the Memsey with Boban and Weary that you've sent down. How's Boban come up for you this prep?
Come up really good, Andrew. He's had two trials and obviously only had a short break because he did race in Queensland. And we've just sort of followed a similar path and going first up over the 1400 today.
Yeah, he looks primed, Chris. Happy with the track conditions at Caulfield for him today?
Yeah, only just. I wouldn't want it any worse for Boban, but I think it's soft five. By that rate, that time of the day, I'm sure they'll be getting out a bit wider, which will suit his racing style anyway.
Weary's not without a chance. How's he coped with his new environment in Melbourne?
I was down there yesterday, and he looks to have settled in really well. And I think a change would only be good for a horse like him. And he's one that certainly won't worry if the track is a little bit worse than a soft five, especially from his draw. It might counteract it, I suppose. So, yeah, he's going good, and his first run was terrific, and he's got the race fitness on board.
Yeah. How far will he have to go back from that draw?
I'm not sure. I guess it depends how the track's racing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with him being three wide midfield if the track's sort of a swooper's track.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really need to go too far back, I don't think.
And Boban, how far back will he be there from a better draw?
I'd say midfield from a good gate. Again, just if the fence is not the place to be, I'd rather go back a bit so that he can get swooping and come with a well-timed run rather than being there too soon.
The other runner in Melbourne, Sebring Sally, extra distance looks good for her.
Yeah, perfect. She ran well last Saturday, but definitely needed the ground last Saturday. So it's only a 7-day backup, but she's done very well.
You got these two stayers in the first race, Soviet Courage to Frost My Heart. It's not easy to get stayers to string wins together, and especially with the programming and the numbers of stayers you've got. So they've done a good job.
Yeah, they have. the program has been against us today with Soviet Courage. I guess that's my only doubt with him. I think he's the better of the two, but he's, is it 4 or 5 weeks between runs? Could be 5 weeks.
5 weeks in a trial?
Yeah. The trial's obviously to try and help bridge the gap, but it's not ideal when you're trying to have a horse rock hard fit with a big weight, but I still think he's on top.
Okay. Race two very honest horses here, Hollywood Bound and Marinostro.
They both raced really well this preparation, and the race looks to suit. Hollywood Bound, there's a certain way to ride him, and Jason just needs to get going on him at the right time and give him a bit of room. And, he's just gone from strength to strength. And Marinostro, I guess he'd be peeling off Hollywood Bound's back at some stage and having the last crack at them. And track back to a soft track today, I think, will suit Marinostro.
Mm-hmm. Race three, you've got a couple of progressive sort of horses here. Devil Hawk, encouraging beating Metallic Crown, who won on Wednesday first up there, and Jari out the track, no problem with him either.
Shouldn't be, no. He's a full brother to Hawkspur, and Hawkspur loves it. He's still not foolproof. He's a real lad. But he did win well first up, and he's trained on well since then, and big track should suit, as would the extra distance. So, like you say, there's some nice progressive types, and wouldn't be surprised to see any of one of our three win, but they obviously have to improve on their last start runs.
Wudang Mountain, what do you make of him?
Thought his run was really good with no luck whatsoever when Nash rode him about 4 weeks ago. He's been back to the trials as well. Nash gave him a good rap that day, said he'll be a really good miler. It's only 1,400 today, but I still think he'll run well.
And did this horse surprise you at Wyong? Spiritos, he was green, but he was good.
Yeah, he got a long way back, and he rounded him up with a bit of ease in the end. So it's just that time of the year where these types of horses can come through. I guess we would have been saying the same about Japanese a month ago, and look what he did. So there's no way of saying this horse is the next one, but he's certainly got the scope for improvement, and his first start win was great.
Race four, beyond thankful, he's just in outstanding form.
Yeah, rock hard fit. I think the track being a soft six today is a plus for him. It was a good track last start. He only scrambled in, but he's winning, and he's had a good prep, and he looks to get a lovely run.
We know Happy Silver Ball's probably got a bit of quality. You happy 1,800 after a soft first up run?
Yeah, I am really. Because he only had a short break, and then he's trialled once, and then the run. And it certainly worked well since then. 1,800 should be no problem. And got great soft and heavy track form. And he just mathematically couldn't have possibly run any better than he did first up. So
true.
He's definitely got more class than Beyond Thankful, and hopefully, as you said, he's hopefully fit enough to beat the stablemate and everything else in the race. I think he's a really good chance.
Okay. Press statement. Never underestimate an unbeaten horse, I say, and what's the stable's expectations from him today?
Not expecting him to do too much, but we won't be disappointed. If he wins, we'll be clapping him when he comes back in, because he'll obviously still mean he's undefeated. But I think he looks fit enough. It'll be a bit of a tactical race. He's probably not quite as good on a soft track. I thought he was a little bit soft when he won second up here at Rose Hill. But gee, he's a good horse, so you guys have seen about as much as I have. I haven't really had time to give him a really good open up on the track. But with that said, he's certainly working well. And he's trialled good, and he's a good horse. So we saw with Vancouver first up, they are vulnerable. And that's the only reason he'd get beaten today.
Is his program set in concrete?
We're definitely running the Golden Rose.
Yep.
And I just like to keep them back to a bit shorter. It's worked well with us for the last couple of years in the Coolmore. It's just a great race for a horse to progress through to without giving them a really tough spring. That Caulfield Guineas, it's a great race to win, but gee, it's a tough group getting there, and sometimes they just get flattened by it, I think, and keeping them fresh, keeping them to sprint distances just seems to work for our stable and adds value to them. And
it's a pretty serious race, though. It's a pretty serious race, the Caulfield Guineas.
Yeah, it's a bloody hard race to win.
Yeah, but you've got a pretty good horse here.
Yeah. I just like sort of the winner last year, Shooting to Win, just did nothing when it came back in the autumn. Mm. The horse that ran second to it, it's probably a bit harsh to say that it did nothing, it went sore. And you just see favourites get beat in the race all the time. And it always seems to be a new set of form coming through. You keep these horses to the sprint distance, it then opens up the options to go to England and things like that. Or if you get it wrong, well, you can step up to a mile.
Yep.
And they ran with guineas, with the Australian guineas in the autumn.
Fair enough. Japanesma, he's been the find of the winter. How's he coping?
He's coping very well. He just keeps gets better and keeps eating, and he's certainly changed in our eyes, and I think it's given the horse a bit of confidence as well. And he does have race fitness today. He's got a good barrier. Goes up a little bit in weight, but geez. Good horse.
Berra Miller, she's a beauty. Can she carry the weight today?
I think she can. It's a lesser race that she's running in, obviously against the boys. I think she'll suit a senior rider back aboard, and she's drawn to get a nice gate, or drawn to get a nice run. So midfield with a bit of cover would be perfect, peeling off the 400-metre mark, letting down strong.
Beautiful. Well, you got to train some winners if you want to put any offer in on this Ray Hadley's house. So let's hope you get a few good results today.
Well, keep training winners. I might be able to bypass Ray's and go straight to your place.
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt that.
You wouldn't have enough. You wouldn't have enough. Good luck to you, Chris.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Chris Wallow joining us there. What's going on there, Ron?
Oh, there's a little story in the week and just a little
missed that
joke.
Paper.
Yeah,
okay.
Little.
You're a scuttlebug, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't want to talk about your own.
But it's the gossip column. It's out there, you know, like it's out there.
You little gossip person. You love gossip, don't you?
No, it was amusing, that's all.
All right. Still battling to learn more about the Joe Pride trialer from yesterday. Mikey, he's not giving a lot away.
No, not at this stage. Don't worry, I'll be looking at it shortly.
Yeah, I reckon there'll be a few diving in. So it's going out for a break now, Ron, is it?
Go for a break, yeah.
Oh, please, one trial and a break. Mm. You must have plenty. Mm. We're going to go through all the scratchings, and then Mark Van Gestel's going to join us from the Stewards, and your mate, Mike, will join us as well with the
ding,
tap markets.
Ding.
What a slaughter.
Let's have a look at the scratchings for Rose Hill. Fine and a soft six. Beautiful morning. Penetrometer 5.57. We're looking at around 19, 20 degrees today. Race 1, take out 6, Ward, number 6. Race 2, number 6, Supreme Warrior, number 6. Race 3, number 3, Vainbra, number 3. Race 4, number 8, Giaguian, number 8, runs tomorrow at Wyong. Race 5, the Run to the Rose at Rose Hill. Take out 5, Raphael's Cat, and 7, Mr. Optimistic. 5 and 7. Race 6, number 1, Vezelay, number 1. Race 7, 2 Holy Delusions, 3 Pressing, 10 Mark's Legacy, and 12 Artistry. 2, 3, 10 and 12. And Race 8, 4 Havana and 11 Wonderbolt. 4 and 11. Hawkesbury, today, fine and a soft 5, penetrometer 5.07. Race 1 at Hawkesbury, take out 1, back in the game, number 1. Race 2, number 8, Lady Canoostie, 9, Macedonian Girl, and 12, Altamira, 8, 9 and 12. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 1, No Return, number 1. Hawkesbury, race 6, number 6, 10 to 0, number 6. And race 7, 6 Ambience and 13 Special Silk, 6 and 13. Tuncurry, their first tab meeting today, fine and a good for the rail true. Races 1, 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, take out the two emergencies, 13 and 14. Race 5, again the two emergencies, 15 and 16. And race 6 at Tuncurry, take out 7, 14, 15 and 16. 7, 14, 15 and 16. Caulfield, overcast this morning, soft 5, penetrometer 5.26 and the rail at 6 metres. Race 1, take out 4, Berra Miller and 9, Black Booty, 4 and 9. The second cleared, the third, number 5, Counterspin, 18, Lord Esprit, 19, Master Sommelier and 20, Amicone Original, 5, 18, 19 and 20.